Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, ass.
All right. Again, as we slowly try and get ourselves back on schedule, let's get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when the big game hits this Sunday, you'll be ready to go. All right.
The big game. The big game. I can't wait for it, man. I'm excited for it. Seriously. And last night, I gave my wife a little test. And I sent you the video, Brock, and maybe you can play it over the air. But I don't know why I thought I was going to pull a fast one on her. But, well, just play it.
All right. Here's Hunter trying to pull a fast one on his much smarter than him wife. Oh, hold on.
In the Super Bowl. Do you have the L.A. Bengals or the Cincinnati Rams? Real quick.
Bengals.
Do you have Matt Burrow or Joe Stafford winning?
Stafford.
Are the Rams going to be wearing orange or are the Bengals going to be wearing blue?
Orange.
Good answer.
Damn it.
So here you are.
Trying to pull a fast one. I mean, she was just.
Trying to make your wife sound stupid, and who's the one that ends up sounding stupid, Hunter? You do.
I thought for sure she was gonna be cheering for the L.A. Bengals.
Yeah, and Joe Stafford. Yeah, you thought you were gonna get her. No, dude, she is smarter
Joe
than
Stafford
you.
And the L.A. Bengals, or Matt Burrow.
Yeah, I mean, I could have saw that
Cincinnati
one.
Cincinnati Rams.
I could have saw that one coming a million miles away. Nice try there, buddy boy.
I was gonna try to pull it on you, but I was like, yeah, I think he's.
I'm too smart. What are you talking about? Come on now. Get out of here.
Anyway, we're just going to talk solid football today because that's what's going on. And you know what? After this Sunday coming Monday, not going to have any more football to talk about. So we're going to fill it up now. Many football fans believe the game is the best when it's played in the harsh elements of winter. And therefore, I would love to see the biggest game of the year played in those conditions, right? Unfortunately for them, it's not happening this year. In fact, Super Bowl 56 at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles will likely be the hottest Super Bowl ever. Southern California experiencing a February heat wave right now. Sunday's game time temperature expected to be in the mid to upper 80s. It's hot.
Warm. Wait, are they in a dome?
I don't think so. Isn't it both?
It's like it's they can open up or something or whatever. Yeah,
I'm not sure to be honest with you, but my ninja intuition says it's a collapsible dome.
I figure they could just throw on the air conditioning and everything would be fine. Isn't that
I mean, you'd think, but I don't know.
Actually, we got clips of some people in the stadium.
These rhinos.
That's actual real audio from.
Was that somebody in the stands pulling their whitey tidies off?
Right in there. Right in there.
Get
out of these rhinos. Oh, this sports report is garbage.
It's garbage. All right, more Super Bowl. Moving on. Rams still trying to win over the locals since returning to the city following a 22-year break in St. Louis. Hasn't always looked like a winning battle for the franchise, as evidenced by all the visiting fans in the stands at their home game. It's pretty evident. That could change with Super Bowl win on Sunday. But former Rams great Eric Dickerson.
Eric.
It still believes it's going to be a long time before L.A. is Rams town.
Yeah.
He says the Rams were gone for 22 years. That's like all of a sudden I'm going to go outside and take the trash out and I come back 22 years later. Come on. Hey, honey, I'm home.
So that's what always it kind of confuses me is so the Rams were in L.A. Then they left for a good chunk of time to St. Louis. And then
that's really how I know him as the St. Louis Rams.
It's funny you bring this up because last night Kiki and I watched American Underdog, you know, the Kurt Warner story.
Yeah.
Awesome movie, man. It's so good. And it's just
a good movie.
Crazy, crazy story there. Probably one of the craziest NFL, you know, stories and championship, you know, stories. But yeah, so it's like, all right, we're just going to leave. And it's not like they just went like north or south in California. No, they went east. They went far east to St. Louis. Yeah. So now are St. Louis fans Rams fans still? Is that how that works? How do they do it?
I don't know. It's weird. It's kind of like getting back with your ex. Like, do you still really love her?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
There's a very interesting YouTube video you can go through, and it says how NFL teams started, where they went, why, and you know why they chose the name and how they got their man. It's very interesting,
especially for the like the early teams when you look back at like when, because it all started as individual like states, and you would just play other teams in your state and maybe cross lines every once in a while. Hell, the Packers wouldn't even be a team if it wasn't for a loan from the Bears.
You know?
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
Yep.
Look at the old the team's original logos.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's wild. Some of the original logos are so simple and like. Ew.
Yep.
Yeah. I think you've upgraded that.
You know? Well, and it was a bunch of dock workers that were just playing football on Sundays.
You know.
Like, hey, you gonna be at the game? No. I got Mary's birthday party, but I got my buddy Jeff filling in for me. It'll be fine. It's not how it works, guys. It's not how it works.
Yeah. I'm a golf league, man. Yeah. Anyway, it's 6:32. It's your sports this morning. Actually, next hour, I got more on the NFL and the big game on Sunday. So
good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
All right, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
Oh.
Now, if you're wondering what Brock's doing back there running the controls, he's got two turntables. He's got his headphones on, his hat backwards.
Two turntables and a microphone. Where's that? Yeah, but I'm terrible at it. That's the problem.
You know what? It was funny. I know this is kind of how it was back in the day, but I was watching Wayne's World 2 the other day, which we were talking about. And there's a, what is it? The pig.
Your handsome Dan?
Your handsome Dan? They go to the radio station, dude. There's carts everywhere. The guy's flipping records.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that is. Old school.
That is so old school. When I did, real quick, I know we got to get to sports. I did broadcasting school out in California, Huntington Beach area. And when I first started, so again, this was now 2007?
Mm-hmm.
So a long time ago. No joke, man. My first assignment was on Reel to Reel. Because they told us there's a good chance you're going to, more than likely, you're not. It's not like you guys are going to the big time, right? They pretty much told us right off, like, you guys will not be starting here in, like, L.A. or New York, whatever. Right. So you'll probably go to some small podunk station that might still have a reel-to-reel machine. And that wasn't far off, even in 2007. And there was a thing called carts that looked like 8-tracks, all right? You remember the old 8-tracks?
Oh, yeah.
And we did. And so I remember I had to get my stack for the hour because we had to do these mock radio shows, which obviously you can tell they didn't work. They didn't work out. I didn't learn anything. But we had to get our log for the hour. We had to go to this big wall full of these 8-track looking things. We had to grab our stack in order with commercials. And then we had to go in. And then we had three of these machines. All right. They were cart machines. And we had to put them in order. And you'd have to fire the right one in the right order. Dude, if I had to still do that today, I wouldn't do it.
Now you just kicked back watching Reba in the studio.
Yeah, yeah. Right now I'm looking up YouTube videos in between breaks.
a little bit different. I think that pisses Pat Moody off a little bit. He had to do actual work.
Well, it's not my fault Pat Moody was on the first ever broadcast, all right?
Damn. Somebody's going to get choked out today. Let's get to sports.
Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are taking a break during your talk breaks on the radio, at least you got something good to drink right there.
Hey, real quick, pull up that video that I sent you from last night.
Oh, you trying to pull a fast one on your
I'm going to do a story here real quick, then we'll get to that.
Okay.
Many football fans, we're just going to talk about the Super Bowl, the big game. You guys know I'm. It's going to be a big weekend. There are many football fans who believe the game is best when it's played in the harsh elements of winter, and therefore would love to see the biggest game of the year played in those conditions. I don't know who these people are, but all right. Unfortunately for them, it's not happening this year. In fact, Super Bowl 56 at SoFi in Los Angeles will likely be the hottest Super Bowl ever. Southern California experiencing a February heat wave right now, and Sunday's game time temperature expected to be in the mid to upper 80s. It's going to be hot.
You know, you brought this up before, and I think it's interesting because they've been dealing with this hot weather. I do actually have an audio clip from the stadium with people dealing with this heat wave.
Huh? Kind of hot in these rhinos.
That's real audio from the stadium. It's very hot there. Very hot.
These Raiders. So, yeah, it's going to be a very hot Super Bowl, apparently. And speaking of Super Bowl, I was with my wife last night, and I thought I was going to be really clever and catch her off guard and get this brilliant video that I thought was going to be. Well, she, like, ended up duping me. And, Brock, you got that video?
So, yeah,
just
so
play it.
Here's Hunter being a jerk, trying to make his wife sound dumb, and she got him.
You got in the Super Bowl. Do you have the L.A. Bengals or the Cincinnati Rams? Real quick.
Bengals.
Do you have Matt Burrow or Joe Stafford winning?
Stafford.
Stafford. Are the Rams going to be wearing orange or are the Bengals going to be wearing blue?
Orange.
Good answer.
Damn it.
You know what's funny is
thought I was so clever, man.
You could hear your good. Brain trying to come up. You're like, wait, I don't want to screw this up. You had to work harder.
Tough. It was tough. I actually rehearsed it in my head like six times before I actually hit.
You almost
record.
Blew it. You almost blew it.
Damn it. So clever.
This guy's an idiot. Yeah.
Anyway, more Super Bowl here, man. Super Bowl 56 being played in the league's most expensive sport venue ever built. So it's only appropriate that it has the most expensive tickets ever sold. Jeez, of course. Super Bowl's never cheap.
This inflation's real fun, guys. It's great.
You know,
it's great.
A seat inside L.A. SoFi Stadium for the game, including taxes and fees, will cost you anywhere between... Take a guess.
Just one seat? Are we talking nosebleeds?
Yeah.
$5,000, Bob.
Ooh, $5,000, bro.
Yeah.
$7,000 to $72,000.
That's just ridiculous.
Dude, what? Here's your $7,000. Like, that's tough to hand over, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you can buy. You got a 70-inch TV the other day for $630.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to hand over $7,000.
There's no reason for it to be that expensive. None. None, reason for it to be that expensive.
Spokesperson for StubHub explains, this is L.A., the entertainment capital of the world, where prices for everything are through the roof, guys. Yeah. This is a perfect storm for it. Come on.
Yeah, a StubHub, shove it up your, you know what.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah, that's
fees.
Of course.
I hate the fees, man. Like, what do you mean fees? Oh, yeah. What are you doing? It's all digital. It's not like you have a dude getting in his car... transporting your order what fees?
There's a digital fee. There's a convenience fee. There is a convenience fee. A digital times two fee. You have your internet fee. You have the satellite fee. It's insane.
Here's my mortgage.
Oh, I forgot the third convenience fee. It's insane. It's insane.
Yeah. It's just sad because it'd be nice to go to a Super Bowl at some point, but hey, Brock. Not looking like it.
No.
Not looking like it. Not looking good for us.
Even if the Packers were to go, I'd be like, I'm not wasting that money. That's insane.
You could take
half of that $7,000, right? The $3,500 and just throw an epic Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah. Like the most epic Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, I don't want anything for like the next 50 Christmases. Yeah. Can you send me to the Super Bowl?
Can you just put my allowance into a CD so I can cash that out when I'm 18 so I can buy half of a Super Bowl ticket? Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Would be nice. Yeah. All right, real quick before we go, because I'm going to keep asking you, who do you got?
I'm going to go with the Rams, man. I think it's going to be the Rams. It's their defense
really?
Is what is going to get them. Yep. Yep.
Going with the Cincinnati Rams, huh?
The All Cincinnati right. Rams, yes.
I'm going with the L.A. Bengals. Here we go, baby.
You got it, buddy. You got it. Yeah. Joe Stafford and...
Matt Burrow. I'm going with Matt Burrow, boy.
Yeah, Matt Burrow. Good teams. All right, anything else?
Sports. That's what it is.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.